The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone, and welcome to our meditation. And there's an important distinction that we do in mindfulness practice, and that is the distinction between the experience we're having and the subjective way in which we know that experience. So the what is known and the knowing. And it's probably fair to say that much of the time people are involved in what they're experiencing. And this could include what they're thinking or what we're feeling, the emotions we're feeling or the thoughts we have. And anything, any experience, any thought, any that can be the object of attention is what I'm calling the experience. And then there's the attention that knows it, the awareness that knows it. And in mindfulness practice, that attention, that awareness, that mindfulness, over time becomes stronger. At first, if you hear a irritating noise outside, before practice, you might just be irritated and ready to write a letter to the mayor of the town that there's something needs to be fixed. The noise is so irritating. And then over time, you learn that you can be mindful of it, and mindful of the irritation, and let go of the irritation, mindful of the reactivity, let go of the reactivity. And over time, you learn that you can just be mindful of it. There's no reaction, just aware of it, mindful of it. And then you might, over time, notice that your mindfulness becomes more acute, more sensitive, more able to kind of really stay present in a strong way for the sound. And then as that mindfulness gets stronger, then the mindfulness itself becomes something that's valued. The awareness itself becomes valued and recognized. Oh, this is valuable. This is important. And in fact, the awareness of the sound, it's still an unpleasant sound, but that recedes in importance. You're not denying that it's unpleasant. But what seems more important is the fact that you're aware. Awareness becomes like a jewel. The capacity to be attentive, the capacity for being mindful, becomes like a jewel, like a precious thing. It becomes its own experience. So rather than awareness only being aware of other experiences, awareness itself becomes the experience. And it just feels so, there can be a rightness to that, or a goodness to that, or a joy to that, a freedom to that, in the knowing itself, in being aware. And over time, that awareness begins becoming freer of self, of my ideas of being the agent, the one who's doing, the one who's the victim, the one who's the engager. It's just like awareness itself kind of, it doesn't need so much baggage around me, myself, and mine. It becomes this kind of thing that is just so, like I kept saying, a jewel. So there's a whole journey that can go in mindfulness practice in our relationship to how mindfulness is experienced or operates within us. At some point, somewhere along that line, along that journey, mindfulness, awareness just becomes such a welcome thing to do, to be mindful, that there's a wonderful little one word that can be used that sometimes can really kind of spark a little delight or joy or welcoming or receptivity, or really kind of put us in the present moment in a kind of a wonderful way. And that is to say the word yes. Whatever you're mindful of, say yes. And it isn't that you're saying yes to the experience so much. Some experiences might be nice. It isn't like you're condoning, valuing, approving of what the experience is, but rather you're saying yes to that receptivity, that welcome quality of awareness that's there to meet that, that holds that, that's aware of it. Yes, this is good to be aware of it. Yes, I can be aware of this. Yes, let me hold this in awareness. And this wonderful little word, yes, can kind of be a cleansing agent to cleanse us of our reactivity or all the extra baggage we carry along in our relationship to what we're being mindful of. And maybe it will put you into a place that's more simplicity and clarity and without being entangled or reactive to what's there. Just yes to being aware of this. So if that's nice for you, you could try this today. And if it doesn't make sense or it doesn't work for you, please, by all means, don't do it. So sitting upright or sitting in a way that, meditating in a way, in a posture that works for you. And relaxing your eyes. For some of you, it might mean closing your eyes. Some of you, it might mean half closing the eyelids and gazing down at a 45-degree angle. And taking maybe 3 long, deep breaths. And then letting your breath return to normal. And then take 3 normal breaths, but do it so consciously, giving yourself over to those 3 breaths. Then on the next exhale, relax as much as your body as you can. And the next 2 breaths, do the same. And then settling in to the body's experience of breathing. And as you get more settled in here, you might say to yourself softly, gently, yes to whatever experience arises for you. It could be a gentle, soft yes to being aware of the in-breath, or a yes to being aware of the exhale. Rather than resisting anything, whatever you become aware of, mindful of, maybe the mental note can be yes. Yes to being mindful of it. You're receiving it in awareness to your ability, your capacity to hold it in awareness. If you're drifting off in thought, keeping up a regular pace of saying yes might cut through your thinking, might return you to being aware, but do so without self-criticism or disappointment, just a wonderful yes to being aware again. Perhaps a yes that also is a reminder to calm the thinking mind. Yes, it's good to bring the thinking mind to rest, to a kind of silence that allows for greater awareness. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, whether you use the word yes or not, it's good to affirm awareness, affirm any moment of mindfulness you have, not actively thinking affirmations, but a deep inner appreciation, valuing of being aware. And with time, that affirmation, that appreciation, allows awareness to grow, which is synonymous with the growth in our capacity to be aware, our capacity to hold in awareness any difficulty at all, any joy at all. And this is one of the keys to freedom, is to make lots of room in awareness, so the awareness has capacity to hold within it the joys and challenges, joys and sorrows of life. To say yes to awareness for each thing that we're aware of. Helps us to become less and less entangled with what we're aware of, reactive to it, afraid or desirous or have expectations or projections, predictions. Yes, just yes to the simple being aware. And then, in the center of that awareness, there can be love, there can be generosity, there can be care for what we're aware of. To relax with into awareness and then allow our care for the world to come forth, not as an obligation, but in a way that is personal for each of us in our own way, to be open in awareness so the joys and sorrows of the world resonate with our good heart. And so that we might be motivated to speak and to act and to think in ways that benefit this world. May it be that the practice that we do individually and all of us collectively, may it be for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. May all beings everywhere have the safety that allows them to discover the goodness of their own hearts.